Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome in to Ron Cecchi Today, live nationwide and around the world. We have kind of a music flavor to our show this week. My first guest has been a friend of our show for many, many years. Great guy. He's got a brand new CD out that isn't like the style that you remember him by. Tommy Rowe is going to be joining us. And then later on in the hour, the man who produced that album and a terrific musician and producer, Mike Franklin. Next hour, Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks will be joining us. The fantastic David Copperfield will be here. A super impressionist that does not necessarily actors, but singers. Dean Martin, the Rat Pack Group, Bob Anderson. And then from HGTV, we're going to be talking to Matt Blashaw. And that's all coming up this week with Ron Cecchi Today. When we return, my old buddy from many years ago, singer Tommy Rowe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Back live nationwide and around the world. You are listening to Ron Cecchi Today. Everybody knows that song and that artist. That, of course, is Sheila, almost 60 years old now that I think about it. And the artist is our friend of many years, Tommy Rowe. But I got something that I'm going to surprise you with right now. This is Tommy Today. Brand new CD has out right now. I love this CD called From Here to Here. Joining us right now is my friend, Tommy Rowe. Hi, Tommy. How are you?
Hey, Ron. Good to be with you.
Well, I tell you, it has been a long, long time. I have a great picture of you and I in our studio. I think it was at a concert you did many years here up in north of Orlando. But I am so excited for this CD that you put together with my friend, Mike Franklin, who I've known for 300-400 years. I got to tell you, this is not the Tommy Rowe of the past. These are songs that I guess have a much deeper meaning than things like Dizzy, which, of course, I loved, and you know that.
Yeah, it's not the typical Tommy Rowe sound on this new CD, but I tell you how this kind of happened, Ron. I did some sessions with Mike a few years ago. That's when we cut Devil's Soul Pile, and I started writing some new songs over the years, and we were talking, and I said, you know, Mike, I've got these new songs. Maybe we should go back into the studio and do some more recording. So that's how it all came about, and I was able to record some songs that the labels back in the old days would never let me record because they wanted to keep me in that bubblegum genre, you know. It worked out real nice. I'm real proud of it.
Well, you know, that was one of the things I wanted to talk to you about, because you had made mention of the fact that even though these songs were so successful, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, everybody knows Sheila, everybody. Well, that's a good segue. Sweet Pea, Array for Hazel, Dizzy, Jam Up and Jelly Tight, Jack and Joe. These are huge, huge songs that were so big in the 60s and early 70s. But they really wanted to keep you in that genre, and you had a lot more in you than that.
That's true. I've always written really kind of, you know, different country songs. I've written kind of jazz songs. But, you know, in the old days, the record labels, if you had a hit with something, they would want you to follow it up with something similar. And they would, you know, we didn't have a lot of control back in those days like the artists have today. The artists today can kind of pick and choose what they want to do, you know, but it wasn't that way in the old days.
No, and you're absolutely right. If you listen to a lot of songs that are by, sometimes one-hit wonders, the follow-up sounds just the same, only maybe a different tempo or something.
Right, exactly.
This is totally different, and the videos are great, too. I mean, back in the, I hate to keep saying the old days, but I was there with you, Tommy.
Back when we were young.
Back when I didn't have to worry about a mortgage and everything else that comes with
right.
it. But, you know, the videos are very nice. I mean, they do a nice job with that. I mean, you're great on camera, my friend.
Well, you know, the videos, my granddaughter used to work at CNN as a videographer.
Wow.
So I got her to shoot the video for me here in Atlanta. And we got a, I guess they call it a green screen.
Right.
I, you know, she put it up and put all, and we just shot it on the iPhone, you know, and it came out really nice. And I sent it to Mike, and he edited it. He had somebody in Orlando who does his editing, and he put the videos together. But I think they came out really well.
Well, the gentleman in Orlando that he has is a childhood friend of mine that does my editing, a fellow by the name of Tom Lupo.
Oh, that's right, Tom, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and he lives another half a mile from me. You know the story I always enjoyed, though? I tell this to people when they say, how many celebrities you know? I say, well, we've done this for a long, long time. But I love the GE story. I mean, it's fascinating to me that you had this number one song on the chart, but because you had a new tool set that you bought from your uncle, you didn't know how to tell him that you were going to go on the road. Do I not know this story?
Yeah, that's true. That's so true, yeah. Back when I was young and stupid, you know. I did a lot of weird things, but I had this, you know, I was just married, too. I was married very young, and so I landed this job. My cousin helped me get this job at General Electric, which paid, you know, almost $100 a week. You know, I was very, very happy to get that job. I was making about $50 a week before, and so it seemed to happen all at once. Just right after he got me the job is when Sheila became a number one record, and my manager was telling me I needed to quit my job and go on the road. And the reason I didn't quit right away is because I didn't know how to tell Jackie, my cousin, that I was giving his tool set back to him.
But didn't the record company give you an advance that made your father change his mind, say, you know, go on the road, you're getting $5,000 from the record company?
Yeah, that's right. He called me one day at work. He'd asked me several times, and I said, you know, Bill, I can't quit my job. I just landed this great job. So he said, he laughed. You know, he thought it was funny. And he said, come by the office this afternoon after work, and we'll discuss it further. So I went by his office, and he said, you know, he showed me the Billboard magazine, which at that time, Billboard meant nothing to me. I didn't know what Billboard was.
Sure.
And it had Sheila there, like, with 35 with a bullet or 25 with a bullet, whatever it was. And he said, this record's going to be a big hit, and I need you to go on the road and promote it. And he said, I tell you what I'll do. I'll give you an advance against royalties. And he wrote me a check for, I think it was $5,000 or $10,000, and more money than I made in a year, you know. It was pretty convincing for me to. I took the check home to my parents, and they couldn't believe it. They said, "Yeah, you need to do this, Tommy. You're young. You can always go back to GE." You know?
Yeah, that's exactly right. You know, I think of all the people that you've worked with in the past, the great Roy Orbison, Freddie Cannon. How's Freddie doing? I haven't heard him in a long time.
You know, I haven't spoken to Freddie in a while. I think he's doing fine. He just kind of, I don't know, he just stepped out of the limelight. But I hope he's doing fine. Say hello to Freddie right here and now and say, Freddie, feel good, my man.
Yeah, I was in California a few years back, and I was at somebody's house. And I mean a house. It was like a mansion. They knew Freddie. I never was able to connect with him at that time.
Yeah.
You wrote Everybody on a tour in like a short period of time?
Well, I was on tour with the Beatles.
That's
in England.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, we'd travel on bus touring around England, and I would borrow John Lennon's Gibson guitar. He would let me borrow his guitar on the bus, and I would write songs, you know, and they were writing songs as well. And I started writing Everybody on the bus tour. And then I took the Queen Elizabeth back to New York. Instead of flying back, I took the ship. It was like a 5-day trip across the Atlantic, and on that trip, I finished the song, and I got back to New York. I went down to Nashville after a meeting with the president there at the record label, and that's when we recorded Everybody.
Mm-hmm. And Sheila, that wasn't the original name of the song, was it?
No, the original title, I wrote, that was one of the first things I ever wrote. I wrote it when I was like 14 years old, and it was originally a poem that I'd written for this little girl I used to chase around the playground.
Yeah.
And her name was Frida. I wrote this poem, Sweet Little Frida, You Know If You See Her, Blue Eyes and a Ponytail. And so about the same time, a little bit after that, my dad taught me three chords on the guitar, and I started putting my poems with the music, and that's how I started writing songs. So I put Frida together and, you know, wrote the song. And then shortly after that, I had an opportunity to audition for a record producer. And I played Frida for him, played all my new songs for him, but he loved Frida, but he didn't like the title.
Mm-hmm.
So we changed the title, and as we like to say, when there's nothing left to say, rest is history.
Rest, you
know,
is
it just became a huge hit for me.
But did Frida know that initially the song was about her?
No, you know, that's the interesting thing. Shortly after I wrote the poem, I was never able to give it to her because her family moved away. And she just, she wasn't there one day. One day I came to school and Frida was no longer in school. So she never knew. And I can't remember her last name. And I don't know if she ever found out that I wrote this poem before or not.
Oh, wow. Frida, if you're listening, Tommy Rowe wrote the song, and the Sheila hit, which was a gigantic hit, was really about you. I just wanted to do that as a public service.
Hey, Tommy,
we're going to pause for a second. My very special guest is a friend of many, many years on our show, the great Tommy Rowe, from his new CD, From Here to Here. Here's Tommy's sound today.
Coming in from a midnight stroll, I place a rose I cut on the table in my room. At the window where I can see it from my bed, the rose is silhouetted by the moon.
And Tommy Rowe, Yesterday.
Hooray for Hazel, she put me down. Hooray for Hazel, she made me her clown. Hooray for Hazel, she's up to her tricks. Hooray for Hazel, she's getting the kicks. Hazel's been in love with many a guy. She tells him that she loves.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
If I were a carpenter and you were a lady, would you marry me anyway? Would you have my baby?
And we are back, live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. There's an adage in the entertainment business that if you do a cover of another successful song, chances are it's not going to work. Well, I tell you, in the case of our guest, Tommy Roe, it has, because that song sounds great, and I know I'm going to get a lot of flack for it, but I think it's better than the original. I think Tommy would agree with it, too, or else he would have done it. Tommy Roe is with us right now. Boy, you do a nice job of that song.
Well, thanks, Ron. You know, I always loved that song, and I met Tim Harden, the writer, once in L.A., and he's such a nice guy, and I used to do the song in my live show, you know. So I was talking with Mike about maybe covering a couple of songs, and I suggested right away If I Were a Carpenter, because it was so familiar to me, and I had this, that was my arrangement of it, my live arrangement. In fact, Mike's band, we used to play that at Little Darlings. When I performed at Little Darlings, we did Carpenter in our show.
Well, that's how Mike and I became friends, Little Darlings, which unfortunately is not there anymore, and ironically, you know, his band was Rockin' Robin after the hit song.
Right.
He does a nice job, and actually, Mike is going to be on the show a little later on today, talk about the CD.
And, oh, great.
He's been a friend of mine for a lot of years. Your lovely wife, who we lost a year and a half ago, 2 years?
2020, yeah, 20. December of 2020.
Wow. I didn't realize that she was an actress and won a Golden Globe Award for performance in Rich Man, Poor Man, that successful television show. She was a lovely lady, and I remember the last time we talked, really, we were talking about your book.
From Cabbage Town to Tinseltown.
Cabbage Town to Tinseltown. And you can still get that book.
Oh, yeah, it's on Amazon, and you can order it, autographed copies from my website, TommyRoe.com.
Also, we want to talk about how you can get this CD from here to here. How can you do that, Tommy?
Yeah, the only place you can get it is SolarMusic.com. That's S-O-L-A-R. M-U-S-I-C, solarmusic.com. You can also get a copy of the tribute song that I wrote for Josette called My Little Josette as a free download when you purchase the CD.
Is that on the CD?
It's not on the CD. I recorded that. That's kind of an interesting thing about this song. Josette passed away on December 4th, about 5-something in the morning. So that day was, as you can imagine, was really hectic for me. And I finally got to sleep late that night, and I woke up with this song in my head, and I wrote My Little Josette in about 20 minutes the next day after she passed away. And it was just, it was like a dream. The song was like a dream. And I, when I woke up, just went to paper, and it happened so fast, I couldn't believe it. I recorded that in Los Angeles with my friend Michael Lloyd, and before we did this new CD. But I told Mike Franklin, I said, look, I have this song that I just recorded about Josette, and I'd like to include it in this package somehow. So we put it in as a free download.
That had to be very tough for you to do so soon after her passing. I give you a lot of credit for that. But maybe therapy.
Well, you know, you never know how people react when they have tragedy in their life or some kind of chaotic event. And that just happened. I mean, I woke up and it was there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just the gift of songwriting. You know, I've always said I'm just a channel because I don't know how I'll write a song. There's no way I could teach anybody how to write a song. You know, it's just something you can do or you can't do. I've been able to do it all through these years, and so it's been, you know, just magic for me to be able to produce these songs. So that was very special, and it was really from the heart and a tribute to her.
I'm in awe of people who write songs. I think I mentioned this to you in the past, and I know I said it to Paul Anka. I said, where does this come from?
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing to me. How did you come up with the name From Here to Here?
You know, I don't know. Mike kind of put the ball in my court. You know, I've kind of designed the package myself, you know. I came up with the title. I was just, because it's transitional. The CD is transitional. So it's like a transition from my bubblegum genre into, I don't know, these, how you call these songs. They're just kind of new style for me. So I just thought about making it from here to here. And I put an old photo of me back when, I think that was in 69. That photo was taken in 1969 when Dizzy was a hit. And then the one on the right is a more current photo. And so it was just the transition of it, I believe, is how it all happened.
That's what I thought, and I think appropriate title, too. Tommy, one of the things that I know songwriters and singers like you that had a lot of hits have an issue with, and that's the fact you go into a concert, you're billed as Tommy Rowe with 18 bazillion songs that you've sold over now, geez, 1961, 62, that's a long time ago, and still yeah. going strong, you look terrific, you sound fantastic, but how do you introduce new material, because people want to hear Sheila, Dizzy, everybody, hooray for Hazel.
Well, it's very difficult because usually when you develop a hit catalog through the years, when you do concerts, the audience comes to hear those hits. I would do it usually by sitting on a stool and making it more of an acoustic thing, you know. I would take one of the new songs and do it that way, you know, kind of tell the audience, this is what I'm into now and hope you enjoy this. And then right after that, I'd jump back into Sweet Pea or Hooray for Hazel or whatever, you know, because really that's what they come to hear.
Yeah.
And then unless you have a hit with a new song, it's not in their minds when they come to the concert because it's not familiar to them.
That's a good way to do it, though. Go back and forth, because sometimes artists will go in, these are all for my new CD, and then until those songs become popular.
I agree.
Tommy, don't ever retire. Do you have that on your agenda? I hope not.
Well, I've kind of retired here and there the past few years. You know, this past few years have been very hectic for me. You know, I had quadruple bypass surgery in 2018.
Remember that, yes.
And then, you know, my wife passed away in 2020. So the last concert I did was here in Atlanta, actually, at the arena in Marietta, which was a fantastic show. That was right before I had my surgery. It was in the summer of 2018. And so that was the last concert I did. Then I did
Mike Huckabee.
Mike Huckabee show. How could I forget? I'm a huge fan of his. he invited me to do his show, and I was a little nervous about it. You know, I hadn't performed live in a long time, but it went great. And you can see these videos on YouTube called the Mike Huckabee Jukebox.
Did he play bass for you on the show?
He plays bass, and we had a ball.
He likes when James Burton comes on there, because then he can play with James Burton.
And he's good. He sits in a chair and plays bass, and he's really into it. He was talking to me about learning Dizzy. He said that was a kind of one of the most complicated rock songs he'd ever played.
Really?
Because Dizzy has 12 modulations.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It's a very complicated chord progression.
Tommy, I hope that the next time you're down here in Orlando that you let me know so that we can get together, break bread. To get this album, CD, whatever they call them these days, from here to here, you got to go to solarmusic.com, Tommy?
Yeah, solarmusic.com.
And get the book and to know what Tommy's doing and the latest stuff he's got going on, go to TommyRowe.com and get the CD. It is done great. Tommy, thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you soon, okay?
Always my pleasure, Ron. Good to be with you.
Thank you so much. And here's some more from the album From Here to Here, latest work of Tommy Rowe.
Listen to the noisy automobiles and the traffic jam. Honking their horns and spinning their wheels in the traffic jam.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
USA News Update.
There is brand new information about the suspect accused of killing a University of Georgia nursing student who was out for a jog near the campus in the town of Athens. The 26-year-old man, an illegal alien from Venezuela, police saying it's a crime of opportunity.
The investigation suggests that they had no relationship. He did not know her at all, where he saw an individual, and bad things happened.
University of Georgia Police Chief Jeff Clark saying the man is now charged with malice murder, felony murder, aggravated battery, aggravated assault, false imprisonment, kidnapping, hindering a 911 call, and concealing the death of another. This, by the way, the first murder on campus in 20 years. Classes have been canceled until Monday. In other news, South Carolina holding its Republican presidential primary today, and today marks 2 years since Russia invaded Ukraine. And I'm Laura Winters, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com, or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be just like Cal Ripken. It's definitely humbling to know that now people are calling me a hero. Instead of finding the IED with my metal detector, the IED found me first, and that resulted in double above-knee amputations. It's hard to describe the feeling of meeting somebody that you've always wanted to be like. There are people now that are looking up to you for their inspiration and to be their role model.
Visit saluteheroes.org to learn more.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
girl singing this song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet.
And we are back live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi today. Now, there is a reason why I'm playing that song right now, and we'll bring that reason on the air with us in a couple of seconds. But I've known this man almost 33 years. He is not only an outstanding musician, but he's had a remarkable career, and he continues to do it. And along with that, he's my neighbor, and he also produced the CD of the gentleman you heard before this portion of the show, Tommy Rowe, who was with us talking about From Here to Here. And this man is responsible for it. Joining me right now is my friend, Mike Franklin. Hello, Michael. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hi, Ron. How are you?
I'm doing good. We used to spend a lot of time together. You remember when we flew up to Cleveland, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? You were doing a gig there, and you were nice enough to...
Yeah, in fact, we memorialized it on a CD, Rock and Robin, live on the radio.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the reason, ladies and gentlemen, I played that song, Rock and Robin, because back when I first met, Mike had a great band with his brother, Tim, called Rock and Robin. He was the house band at one of the greatest places, I think, Little Darden's Rock and Roll Palace here in Orlando. But, Mike, I learned a lot about you that I didn't know. I had no idea you were a pre-med student and that you studied at conservatories in Chicago. Why'd you get out of pre-med?
When I went to high school, I had aptitudes, when you do your SAT, so they said, you have the aptitude, you could be a doctor or whatever. My neighbor was studying to be a doctor. He, we were the same age in high school, but he wanted to be a doctor.
Mm-hmm.
And so we sort of had our dream we were going to do a clinic together, and anyway, we went off to college, and within the first year I was there, I was in the cathedral playing the pipe organ more than I was in a lab doing experiments, and the writing was on the wall.
I'm sure you made a great doctor and would have been my doctor, but I'm glad that you're making music. It's staggering all the things that you have done in a remarkable career, and I want to talk about some of those things, but I want to talk about this new CD that you helped our mutual friend Tommy Rowe put together called From Here to Here, and did it in the studio right down the street from me. This is done very, very well. How did you approach it? Because here's a gentleman, Tommy, who's known for both bubblegum music, Dizzy, Sheila, great, great songs, but this is an entirely different tact.
Well, I think that what happens is that, I grew up on Tommy Rowe's kind of music, playing it, in clubs and, at the high school auditorium and stuff like that. But I think what happened is that, all the guys who we were in the band with, we all got educated. We all went on to other things. There's a lot of bands that basically just play that, rock and roll music or oldies music, and my brother and I were studying jazz and classical and had much bigger aspirations than to play pop music.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, we went on to do, a lot of other things, because of the, Wolfman Jack and becoming music director of Hard Rock. I just progressed up the ladder to where I was playing with the best people in the world, and then they would say, hey, look, we need a band to tour with, and, I got the chance to work with the guys who were my heroes.
Right.
And, not just playing a band with them, but then help guide them or produce records for them, like, keyboard player Rick Wakeman, who was my idol, Patrick Mraz from Moody Blues, Rick Wakeman from Yes, Chick Corea, all these people who are my idols. I end up working with them. And John Anderson from Yes, the singer who sang Roundabout and Owner of Only Heart, that's the kind of complex pop music that I love the most. And, I just produced his 1,000 Hands album to so many great acclaim. So, I was doing, I want to say, big stuff, and then working with Tommy for many years because we're so much friends. Tommy writes a bunch of songs that are great, and I wanted to lend my, developed talents to trying to make the best record I could for him, and we succeeded.
You hit it out of the park. I really mean that, because these songs are terrific, and the video is also equally great. I know that his daughter shot some of it on a green screen, and Tom Lupo did a great job editing it. Mike, over the years, you've worked with just about every rock and roll celebrity, including Fats Domino, Del Shannon, the Coasters, Leslie Gore, Luke Christie, Bo Diddley, Peter Noon. I remember distinctly when you were doing a video with our mutual friend James Burton, and the big Big Bopper Jr., who we lost a little while back. Was it intimidating when you first got to work with these idols of our generation and work with them on an equal basis and then actually kind of drive the car for them?
Yeah, I think actually, you know, sometimes, no matter who it is, if you have a friend who's a celebrity or somebody, and when you actually really become friends with them, then that whole guard sort of comes down, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right. Well put.
You know, so I've been working with this next, you know, process, you know, the next part that I'm doing is mostly with, I want to say, the greatest jazz, not jazz, actually jazz musicians, but I want to say avant-garde and real innovators. And I'm working with them, and it's the same thing. Here's people that you really, really admired that, you know, that you thought had the keys to the kingdom. Now you become friends with them, and now it's a relaxing feeling. Now you're working on music more of, you know, eye to eye than, you know, you looking up at them.
Yeah. You know, it's funny because there's an old adage that you never want to meet your idols because you might be disappointed. I haven't found that to be true with the people I've worked with.
I found it to be totally true. My brother wrote a song called All My Heroes Are Zero.
Did he really?
You know, there's a lot of guys, I can tell you, like, I won't tell you the ones that are horrible, but Mick Jagger is one of the nicest people you're ever going to meet.
I can tell you one of the worst people I worked with, Sly Stone, Sly and the Family Stone. He was obnoxious.
Well, that's, you know, I met Sly years ago, and he was sweet as heck, but, you know, some of it is, you know, where they are down and out, what substances they're doing for the time, or, you know, what stresses they're going through. But he was a sweetheart when I met him, but, you know, he got dealt the super raw deal. That guy should be a multimillionaire.
I know that. But, you know, the thing about it is, and I found this to be true in a lot of people, is that their first time around, they're egomaniacs. They're starting to believe their press releases. And, you know, if they have a little bit of a stall in the action, and then they come back, they're a little bit more humbled, and maybe that's what happened to Sly. Yeah, I remember the days of Lil Darlin's Rock and Roll Palace. This was a great venue, ladies and gentlemen, that was located in a small city outside of Orlando, Kissimmee. They brought in all the great acts, and then I guess Wolfman Jack took over the place. But you played for everybody there. I mean, you were Rockin' Robin. And no matter what song, no matter what it was, you guys did it as if it was the record.
Well, you know, it's sort of different. A lot of bands, backing bands, play the oldies music like it was heavy metal.
Yeah,
you know, they didn't realize that a lot of that really good rock and roll from the 50s was actually the extension of the big band era. I mean, if you listen to, like, Bill Haley and, you know, the early, like, Danny and the Juniors and people like that, the Drifters, a lot of it had a jazz finesse to it.
Mm-hmm, right.
And we were studying jazz at the time, and that's why the oldies guys loved us doing the music, because we took it seriously. We weren't looking down on it.
You know, that's a very good point you make there, because when you look at some of the stuff that came out of the mid-50s, it really was a derivative of, you know, some of the stuff that was done in the late 40s, early 50s, only repackaged, if you will. You know what I'm saying? How many shows did you do with Let the Good Times Roll, of the Legends of Rock and Roll? I mean, you did a ton of TV season.
I mean, I think we probably did. I mean, we were doing shows every single week. And at Little Darlin's, we were playing six nights a week.
Wow, unbelievable. I know that I said if we're going to do a segment, but I would really like if you could stay with us for another segment, because I knew this was going to happen. You and I start talking music, and it's going to become the radio version of War and Peace. So can you stick with us a little bit longer?
Yeah.
Our guest,
okay.
Mike Franklin, not only a great musician, composer, and he's also responsible for the new CD that's out right now, From Here to Here by Tommy Rowe. And let's go out of this segment with one of the songs from the CD From Here to Here that Mike Franklin produced for Tommy Rowe.
Coming in from a midnight stroll, I place a rose I cut on the table in my room. At the window where I can see it from my bed, the rose is silhouetted by the moon. As I douse the candlelight on my pillow, I gently rest my head, and blending in with shadows cast from lights out in the street, my shape becomes a pattern on my bed. Walking through a garden in my dream, I'm captured by the beauty of this place, unaware of where I am.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
We're back live nationwide and around the world with Ron Seggi today. My guest, friend of almost 33 years, has been gracious enough to stay with us in another segment. He's a terrific musician, great composer, great producer, and I just found out he owns Carnival. Mike Franklin is here. He's the man that really made this new CD, From Here to Here, by our mutual friend Tommy Rowe. This is Tommy Rowe, as you've never heard of. Tell us about this Carnival. You have a Carnival that tours the world.
I brought over Carnival in 2004, the Murphy Brothers Carnival, and we've been pretty successful in China and in Vietnam and then the Philippines.
That's amazing. You've toured all over the Middle East, China, Tokyo. Your wife is from that area. When you go to Tokyo, do they understand the rock and roll?
Japan and the Philippines are sort of like on the same level. American troops were there you know, like after the war, army bases through the 70s and 80s. So classic rock, Toto, Survivor, Starship are all very, very big there, at least that style of music. They love that type of music. Yes, you know, who I work with closely, those guys.
Is there an act that you did not work with and wanted to?
I want to say it's still in the works.
Well, that means he's still alive, right?
Yeah.
That's a good start.
Yeah, and I don't want to curse it, but I've been in touch with one of the biggest musicians in the world who has just sort of been acquainted with some of my work. I'm hoping that I get a shot to work with him.
I hope that happens, too. But that's nice to hear that they're still alive. Do you like performing better than producing? I've seen you on stage, and you're having a ball.
I mean, I got a couple shows this year. I'll be out with Badfinger and also Mike Pinera from Blues Image. Some shows with Tommy. But other than that, I really have a full studio schedule.
Yeah. How long were you at the Hard Rock?
I was at the Hard Rock for almost 3 years. The Hard Rock gigs were very, very few after the new transition to...
Did your daughter do some voiceover work?
My daughter's some voiceover work for Felix the Cat.
Mike, a lot of places are inundated these days with tracks. You know, you say, yeah, here's the best of Roy Orbison, and some guy comes out and he says, take it, and there's nobody behind him because it's all tracks. Is that something you think is going to last? Because I got to tell you, as you know, I work with an orchestra. I can't even imagine going up there without a bunch of musicians, because that's where the magic is.
When I left to go to China, my brother sort of took over my position as the band leader, you know, for the shows. And one time I came back and he said, hey, could you do the show? You're going to be back. I said, sure. He said, but don't worry about it, because a lot of it's all going to be tracks. I said, really? All it's going to be tracks? I mean, I looked at the list of musicians who were going to be on the show. Charlie the Chant on saxophone from Hall & Oates. Tommy Calton.
Wow.
Paul Parker. My brother Tim Franklin. Myself. All very capable musicians.
Absolutely.
But we're not going to play.
Oh.
We're going to play behind tracks. Well, they're paying. I guess I'm not into it. But so we went to do the show. Three of X played with tracks in the first half of the show, and I almost hated it, every minute of it. The next act came up on the stage after the break, and we had all the music up there just so that we could sort of follow along to look like we were doing it. And they announced the Clovers. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the stage, the Clovers. And there was no music. They announced again, no music. I looked at the band and said, one, two, three, four. We were into doing the show.
Really?
We played the show from the paper for the first time. We had no rehearsal. We played it, blew through the whole show, and those guys were like, they were looking at the band behind us. They were on fire. They were so happy because it was alive.
Yeah.
At the end of the show, went down into the dressing room, and I was passing the dressing room. They said, man, band leader, come in here. And they were just so happy. And I said, yeah, I mean, I really hate playing the tracks. And the leader of one of the other bands passed at the same time. And he came in and he said, was that remark directed at me? I said, probably.
Like,
so he went to the promoter and complained to the promoter, that piano player will never work for me again. And he said, do you know who that is?
Oh, my God.
He said he don't care if he ever works for you ever again. But it's just hilarious because people will tolerate it.
Yeah.
I know some maniacs that don't sing any of the songs. It's all on track.
Well, I guess we can put Frankie Valli into that category, too, couldn't we?
Exactly. I mean, years ago, I caught it at rehearsal.
Uh-huh.
And I told the guys, nobody would believe it. But it was everything. Everything was on... hard disk player.
You have to be actually astute to this, but you know, you got the mic is live because he talks between it, but nobody can be that age and sing at that quality. I guess
you're crazy, Ron. I'm working with Little Anthony right now on a duet, and the guy sings better than he ever did in his life.
You know what? You're absolutely right. I take that back, because I heard his, I guess, a clip or something on Facebook or something recently. I couldn't believe it. Couldn't believe it. He sounds like Little Anthony. That's unbelievable.
Yeah, I'm going down to South Florida in the middle of the month to record Anthony on a duet I wrote with him and the local singer Cassandra Lewis.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic duet, and Anthony nails it.
Sinatra's mother loved them, he told me. She loved them. You know, Mike, one of these days, I'd love to have you do one of my shows. I really would. I would be a real delight, man, for me, really. I mean that sincerely. James Burton claims he's going to do that. Of course, he's been ill of late, but that would be a great kick. So
I'd love to see James. It's been a long time. You know, the last time I saw James?
When he was in town?
Last time I saw James, I was in Sweden.
Oh.
See, we were on, Tim and I were on tour with the Rolling Stones, and the James was playing in Gothenburg, Sweden, the night before the Stones were playing. So Tim and I went to the show, and I saw James there. He was playing with Jerry Lee.
Yeah, yeah.
So I invited James to come with me to go see the Stones show the next month, next day. So me and James are waiting in the Voodoo Lounge, and they said, Michael Franklin and James Burton, Keith and Ronnie will see you now.
Wow, really?
So I brought James backstage to see Ron Wood and Keith Richards, and Ron was on the floor with the guitar, holding his guitar up there, going, the other guitars are on their knees, going, James, bless our guitars, play the solo for Mary Lou.
Well, you know,
it was hilarious.
The last time I saw you with James, you were rehearsing with, of course, the late Big Bopper Jr. at a club here in Orlando, and James was playing on that session with you guys. That was a long time ago.
Yeah, that was would have been White Lightning.
Yeah.
Big Bopper's father wrote that, so
right.
Yeah,
that's exactly right. Well, Mike, don't be a stranger, and I want to come visit your studio, and I'm looking forward to having you over here. And thanks for the friendship over the years. We've had some fun times together. You're a very talented guy, and I'd love to get together with you one day and maybe do a couple of tunes.
Okay, Ron, great to talk to you. My best to Claudia, and let's talk soon.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Mike Franklin's been our guest, and of course, just earlier, we had Tommy Earl on the air. Mike was responsible for this great CD that Tommy has out right now called From Here to Here. He's working on a lot of stuff. He keeps busy all around the world. Talented guy. Check him out. And also check out solarmusic.com to get the latest CD by Tommy Earl. And speaking of websites, we invite you to drop into ronseggi.com. That's ronseggi.com. You can hit the icon on the homepage, and you can hear our latest show on demand. We're going to pause for a second, but there's a lot more to come. Live nationwide and around the world, it's Ron Seggi today.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
That wraps up hour number one of Ron Seggi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guest this past hour, Tommy Earl. Boy, I tell you, a different type of Tommy Earl from the days of Dizzy, Sheila, Jam Up, and Jelly Tight, with a great new CD called From Here to Here, and also his producer, Mike Franklin. Next hour, Fleetwood Mac and Stevie Nicks. One of the greatest illusionists of our time, David Copperfield. Music impressionist, he does Dean Martin, Frank Sinatra, Tom Jones, Bob Anderson, and from HGTV, Matt Blashaw. And that's all coming up next hour with Ron Seggi today.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.